Andrea Haines is in the studio. She's the editor of Blue Sky Innovation that you read in the Chicago Tribune. So let's go. I was talking to Bill and Wendy about this situation in Seattle where they're trying out, and it seems like they try a lot of innovative things in Seattle, and this is to help fund or to donate to homeless people. They're giving out beacons to them. There's this one company, Do It. Explain it for me.
Yeah, so there's a company called Samaritan. They've been operating for a couple years in Seattle, and they do exactly what you said. And I mean, I know you and I probably every day as we go to Starbucks, you know, I pass people that are asking for money, and I tell them with all honesty, I don't carry cash anymore. You know, I go to Starbucks, I scan in the app, I literally don't carry cash. So this is a way around that. So homeless people are wearing these beacons where you can, as the donor, you can like literally donate via your phone to the people that you're seeing.
And so when you're near them, it activates your app, and then it gives a little, it sort of gives their story, right?
Yeah, so they almost have a little bio in there, so you can see what the person's story is, like obviously how they got where they are, what their life has been like, and then you can decide.
And it's set to donate $10, which is a little more, I would imagine you could reduce it if you wanted to.
Yeah.
It's easier to give 35 cents from your pocket than $10, I suppose. But, and part of the requirement then for these people to get this app is that they have to go to a services place once a month, right, to sort of check in.
They do. And this is kind of maybe a pro-con, depending on how you look at it. But, so the homeless person then has to go to a place, which can be a positive in the sense that it means somebody's keeping an eye on them, right? Like they have some place where they can go to check in and somebody's keeping an eye on them. Now, some of the people that are homeless who would potentially be users of it have been a little bit worried, as we all are, about their privacy. And are they signing up for something where someone's going to be tracking them or keeping data on them?
And so they don't take the beacon.
Yeah, some don't.
Now, here's the thing. This sounds like a great charitable venture. It's a for-profit company.
It is a for-profit company, and they take, I think it's up to 7% off the top. So they are taking some money out of it to do this.
So if you give $10, almost a buck of it is going to go to the company. Not quite a buck of it.
Yeah.
And so that's difficult when this guy then tries to partner with social services to get the beacons out.
Yeah, that's kind of been an interesting challenge because with, you know, some of the nonprofits that they've tried to deal with have kind of been leery about certain things, including the idea of, does this taking really donations away from the nonprofits as well as from the person receiving it? So it sounds like they've worked through some issues. They are getting ready to expand. They're talking about New York. Chicago didn't come out of their mouth yet. But it sounds like they are looking to expand to some other cities.
It's called Samaritan. It's a Samaritan app. Pretty fascinating
kind of
idea, I think.
Interesting sociological thing,
it
right?
It is. I know. Yeah. I like it. Okay. Speaking of sociological things, parking in the city of Chicago.
I know, right? Anything that we can help out with there.
I read the story.
Like,
there were so many times when I've come into the city and my wife, Sharon, said, do you have that app where you can pay on your phone? I'm like, yeah, I'm somewhere.
Yeah.
So I read the story. I downloaded both of these apps you write about.
Cool. So did you use it yet?
No. I just did it this morning.
Oh, you just downloaded them.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You haven't used this one yet either. This just debuted on Monday. And this is from Chicago Parking Meters, which owns the city's parking meter franchise. So they run the parking meters in Chicago. They just launched this app, which allows you to find out how likely you are to get a spot. So, it allows you to have some planning. So if you're like going to Steppenwolf, you know, for a matinee show on a Saturday, you can look and see how likely am I to find a space at a meter within 4 blocks of there.
So it's not a live thing where they know that there's 6 open or 4 open or whatever, but it's a trend thing, right?
Exactly.
They take 4 years
of data.
You,
yeah, it's telling you based on data, like what your chances are, and then hopefully that helps you decide, you know, based on the likelihood that you'll find a spot, it might help you decide how you're going to get someplace.
I'm sorry, I don't remember who wrote the story, but I like the way they put it at the end. You know, there's some, because I'm the person, it's like, oh, there's a spot, let's take it, even though it might be 3 blocks away. With this app, you can say, well, look, if you go 3 blocks further, chances are 82% that there'll be a parking meter there for you.
Yeah, so this was Mary Wisniewski wrote the story.
Oh, Mary,
who covers
okay.
transit. I'm sure you know Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. It's like you could sort of see it, you know, it's a little bit of a sport, right? Like do you gamble or do you do something else?
I went to the Black Ensemble Theater a couple of months ago and was looking to do a spot hero, and there's a meter right in front. Right in front, easily. So
yeah,
this would have been perfect for that. All right, I got about a minute left, 30 seconds. Let's talk about R. Kelly. Was the concert, there to be a concert tonight that was canceled? Or not canceled, there's one, anyway, they were protesting. But R. Kelly is being sort of be listed on Spotify.
Yeah, so Spotify has come out with this new thing. They have like a new hate content policy, and a Chicago artist, R. Kelly, is the first one to kind of be caught up in it. You know, there's been this Mute R. Kelly campaign on Twitter, and he's, you know, Jim DeRogatis in Chicago has really led the reporting.
I was going to say, go back to DeRogatis.
They've some of the allegations, exactly, allegations about his behavior with women. So, you know, R. Kelly hit back, said these are unsubstantiated, but so far he has been dropped from Spotify. So, a little business ramification of some of these stories.
You can still listen to him on Spotify, but they're not going to put him on any playlists, or he's not going to come up on recommendations. So it's interesting that they didn't ban his music, but they stopped what they said promoting him.
Yep.
Andrea Haynes, thanks for coming by. Have
a
great weekend.
Thank you, Steve. You too.